fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour of the Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at amazon.com. And we have with us Steve Bindoon, his website's israelinewslive.org. Let's continue, Steve, with your updates.
Okay, yes. Oh, gosh, so many crazy things are going on. So Jeff is right on this thing about China, from what I gather, as far as I know that, like you said, they're looking at November 1 being the timeline, taking it down now. And that's always, with any situation in war, that's always subject, as you know, John, to change. So it could be end of the year for all we know when it gets right down to it. There are other things before we go to the clot shot area. We've got some different issues that are coming on, that are going on right now, and I'd gotten an email from, and I was trying to pull that email up, from, excuse me, Cynthia McKinney. Cynthia McKinney is a former congresswoman for 12 years, and she had sent me a kind of peculiar email, and that email she was stating to me, or asking me, was I in my bunker yet, which I thought was kind of comical. And but she said some things in the email that were definitely more disturbing, and it made me wonder how she knew these things. She stated that the geomagnetic excursion, which Earth is now experiencing, is expected to dramatically speed up in a few months from now. You've done a show on the map of the new USA. She's talking about your map, John. Seems that we're experiencing several single would-be calamities all at the same time. That was her statement to me, and in several other emails, she was asking what I knew about these things. She's down in Asia. She teaches at a university down there. She was wanting to know, should she come back here, and if so, where would be the safest place to be, which I give her your address, John. I'm just kidding.
Okay. That's okay.
So anyway,
that's okay.
We We're definitely going to be going through a lot of things this year. This is really like the first year of the bad next 4 years. From here to 2026 are going to be really, really bad, rough, and rocky. I've always thought personally that Planet X is the one that's playing the major role in all of these events. However, people up there in Washington disagree with me on this. Not that they don't believe in Planet X, they do. They give me a breakdown of situations that are worse than that, that's causing it. And it is like, kind of like Cynthia said, it's a whole bunch of issues. Excuse me, a whole bunch of issues that are causing all this to happen at one time. We do have an asteroid that will be passing the Earth on June 20th of this year, roughly. That's the estimated date. I don't think that they even, I don't even think NASA is talking about it. It is rather large. It's not going to hit Earth, anything like that. There is debris on this, a lot of debris that will hit the ocean. There's already been talk going on in independent media about these asteroids, and I'm just going to leave it like that because I know people have probably heard this already. I do know that there are viruses that have been found on these little meteorites, things like, not, I say little, larger meteorites, at least that's some of the claims, and they're going to use a meteorite striking the oceans from this passing down the, when I say down the road, when they figure it's given enough time for it to be considered plausible and believability that that an alien virus has struck the Earth and there's nothing they can do about it. But in reality, that's not going to be the case. The virus has already been developed by the extraterrestrials, and it's going to be released, and it is going to be very deadly. And I get that knowing from Washington. I get it also from the German government. Scientist over there has already, in a meeting I was in with him, has already spoken about that type of virus being released in the Netherlands, and they don't have no idea what's going to happen with it. Now, but before I get into that, I want to come back, though, to the the events that are taking place that are causing all these calamities that we're dealing with right now. The way that it was explained to me is that we're dealing with a collapse of the ether, which is the veil between dimensions. Not a full collapse, but it's getting very weak, and that is what is creating the attributes that we're experiencing, because we're getting these attributes from another dimension, and on top of that, we're also dealing with some type of radioactive type of things that are coming into the Earth that we're receiving in from another part of space. The issues, though, with these attributes that are affecting us in our own construct is also causing a tremendous magnetic interference. And they don't really understand all of this. They don't really understand why it's happening. All they know is this is what is causing so many changes that we're dealing with here. And the way they've put it to me is that the biggest issues that we're going to see this year, and even going into, I guess, the next year or so afterwards, is we're going to continue to see strange weather patterns, going from extremes, from storms, a lot of rain, and then the next thing you know, high heats, no rain, drought-type conditions, that type of thing there. Definitely earthquakes, volcanoes, those things will be on the increase. And, of course, yes, they are worried about. When I say worried, the way it's put is that there is a probability of the magnetosphere to collapse, but no one really knows, will it collapse? The Germans are saying that, you know, for the last 5 years they have been watching and studying this, and they see a real possibility of it happening. And so in their calculations, they're saying that there's a high probability if it's going to happen, it's going to happen this year near the end of the year. And, of course, nobody gives dates because no one really knows. And they don't know what the effects would be if it did, other than they just say that you would have incredible views of space, and that, but yet if you live in sandy areas, you'd be very vulnerable to having your brain scrambled with all that, I guess, magnetic forces that will be traveling along the ground in those areas. According to German scientists there, they say that this is one of the reasons why Israel's been buying up a lot of land in Poland and in Ukraine, because it's heavy in red clay or iron soil, and those are the areas that are the safest to live in. Even like where you live at, John, the mountainous areas where you have more iron in the ground, same where I'm at.
Lots of iron, lots of red clay. I'm surrounded by red clay all over here. Yep.
Yeah, it's like a safe haven, because for some reason, the way they understand it is that that magnetosphere will jump those areas. It doesn't come down to the ground. I guess it keeps it pushed up or something to that effect. I don't really understand that, but that's what they talk about. So those are the issues that we're facing as far as, and some of the reasons why they believe these things are going to happen. The asteroid that's coming through, though, that they're looking at June, their only big concern with this, they said you may have some that create, you know, some of the trash that's with it may cause, like what it did over Russia, where you get a big sonic boom from a larger piece coming in. They said that's possible, but most of all their analysis show these things hitting the ocean, so we won't see very much hitting land, although you will see, you know, you'll get a pretty good show of when the debris is coming in, but nothing that is supposed to be like end of days type scenario. But they said the size of the asteroid is large enough, and their big concern is a pole shift as a result of it. And there again, they said there's no way to know, will it really cause that? But they said that is always a concern, especially when you're dealing with a large asteroid coming in like that. And even though it's at a distance from the Earth, they said that still has that ability when it's that big to be able to create that type of a pulse shift. But that's only conjecture at this point.
Understood. We got a couple of callers here, gentlemen. First, we have Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, guys. Steve, are you familiar with Neil McCoy Ward?
No, I'm not.
Okay, he is sort of like, if I was going to explain him quickly, he is the Jeff Nyquist of the world bankers, where Jeff has studied the communist stuff. He studied these world bankers and world corporations and comes out with a lot of the same general information, seemingly, that anyway, on the world bankers that Jeff does on the communists. My question is, because he really was going into this latest Davos meeting, and these world corporations and world financiers are talking about being able to pool their resources and throw $131 trillion. At taking away fossil fuels and creating food shortages and people dying, and actually in order to accomplish their agenda. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is when you're talking about all of these catastrophic events, and Jeff brings up the communist, you know, trying to move to the point of, and you also, of attacking America and taking this down. Surely these people know of the cataclysmic possible events that could be coming, like you're just talking about. And it makes me wonder how this end game, I mean, it seems very illogical to me that all three of these things coincide. And I'm wondering if you have some insight on that.
Actually, I do. And the whole thing about removing petroleum, the reason why they're wanting to remove petroleum has to do with a battle that took place between the United States, China, and Russia that people are not even aware of back when Obama was president. That was over Antarctica. Those that remember John Kerry going down there, and it seemed like, oh, gosh, why is he going down there at this time? Here we have the election going on. It seems to be odd. That was because the truce had been negotiated by the Vatican, and, of course, Kirill was involved from the Russian Orthodox Church. And what the battle was at Antarctica was the quantum technology that they had discovered down there, and everybody was fighting over who's going to get control of it. The reason being is because it will do away completely with petroleum. And so, you know, it's like whoever controls this technology will control the future of travel, the future practically of everything, because the advanced technology is just out of the world. And even the way it's been put to me is you wouldn't have to worry about traveling by vehicle anymore. You'd literally be able to travel by thought. That sounds pretty crazy. I don't know what to think of it. That's all I can tell you. These are the things that I hear because of some of the briefings that I'm in. And that was one of the issues that was brought up in one of those briefings, is that petroleum will be done away with. Now, they never give me a time frame. I never heard anything as far as when will that take place. But I was told, though, that the battle is not over yet. Although that there was a truce agreement brought up, that the Vatican negotiated that, everybody stood down, but it's not over yet. They're still going to be fighting more and more over this, more than likely in the not-so-distant future. So, yeah, and I can see why they're putting all that money out there.
Well, one of the things that Neil McCoy brought up was that their time frame, according to some of the documents that he found, was to move forward on this stuff by 23, and that the worst years for the United States and Europe were going to be 23, 24, and 25. All 3 years were going to be really bad, plumb through 25. And I wondered, have you heard anything along those same lines?
Yes, actually, till 2026 is going to... The where they get this from is we ended up getting maybe I've mentioned this before on the program, but for your sake as well, I'll make sure I say this now. We have some sort of crystal that we got from alien technology that allowed, and this happened back in 20, we knew about this, well, I should say this became more public in alternative media back in 2014. Linda Moulton Howe, I think, was the first one to actually disclose that information. She is accurate on it, though. Yes, we do have a crystal that we could see what's going to happen in the future. And the way she put out there was that from 2020, I think, to 2030, but 2022 to 2026 would be the worst years of all sorts of calamities that would happen on the Earth. Now, I don't think she ever knew what those calamities were. They are basically what I was saying already. So, yes, starting this year going up to 2026, according to what they saw in this crystal, we're going to have massive problems. Now, that does include tidal waves. That does include landmass changes. And, you know, is this all accurate? I know some of the things that they've told me about that was in there early on have already happened. We're already seeing those things starting to happen, but whether or not it's going to happen that way, for sure, I can't really say 100%. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But that's one of the reasons why they're making all the moves. And I think even Hal Turner just put out that Obama requested a 2,500-gallon propane tank to be delivered to his private property. And that's because they're going to shut down the grid. And allegedly, they're blaming it on this asteroid coming in and the
Hold
debris.
Hold on, Steve. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Go ahead.
The For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. Gentlemen, this hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Yes, I've been grandfathered in a nice $50 discount on each piece of the same equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their vehicles. You can protect your vehicle, your spouse's vehicle, that vehicle that youngster off at college, and get a $50 discount on each piece of equipment at thelibertyman.com. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at amazon.com. And Steve Bindoon, his website is israelinewslive.org. Let's see, Kyle, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. I just got one little quick follow-up and see if I can get Steve's comment on it. So, Steve, I'm trying to mesh this stuff together in my head, and I see the communists moving forward, you know, China, Russia, and starting to move and take their area of influence that they want. And Jeff is talking about the impossibility of taking over the United States. Okay, that's one facet. The second facet is you see these bankers talking about doing away with fossil fuels, creating food shortages to kill off a ton of people. And at the third time, you hear about all these geological things coming that could more than likely, I mean, if they happen, unless they're just disinformation, these things are going to take care of humanity's overpopulation problem all by themselves. But if you see the communists moving ahead and the bankers moving ahead, it makes me wonder whether or not all of these geological cataclysmic type events are nothing more than eye candy or get people distracted because these things are not going to really happen, and what or that they're just using that as a, you know, a distraction. And I'm just curious how you see that.
The one thing that I've wondered about along the same lines of what you're talking there is that could it be that with some of the technology that they have working with these extraterrestrial beings, could it not be that they're actually going to create those different anomalies that will happen on the Earth? Even like when you mentioned the food crisis and the burning down of all these distribution centers, that I do know what they're doing that for. They're doing that because they want to create an artificial food shortage so that the people will turn against each other, and that they can create, well, the way they put it to me, they want to create a civil war. I don't think it'll be a civil war, civil unrest, yes, because people are hungry. They're going to do what they can to feed their families, that type of thing there, especially for so many millions of people that have not taken the steps to prepare for things that are coming like this in this last day here. And, of course, what's going to create more of a problem is they know there's a lot of people that are preppers. They've stocked up, things like that. And that's the people that are going to be in danger, because these people are going to be forced to go look for things, and that's what they want. So they are, I do believe, to answer that question, I believe that even the things that could look like it's just smoke and mirrors, it could be all artificially being done. And that's always been something that I keep in the back of my mind. And, yeah, all the different world players, Russia. Russia doesn't want to take over America, but Russia, I do know, will help China in what they're going to do with the United States. And they want to bring this country down. They want this country disarmed. And unless the people really wake up and kind of pull together and quit being pulled apart, we're not going to stand a chance to what their plans are. And it is a new world order, and I think they're just going to take advantage of the chaos to bring it about. And, of course, they do want to bring down populations, and they've got new plans already that I'm aware of that they're going to be doing to do that with.
Okay, thanks. I'll let somebody else.
Okay, thanks for the call, Kyle. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Knights. Hi, Steve. I'll be quick. Steve, that previous call was a perfect segue to what I'm about to say, and that is that I'm aware of a source with connections to DOD. I'm pretty sure you're aware of this person, too, who is stating that that all the nation-state governments of the world, even if they are currently embroiled in wars, are presently collaborating to bring about some sort of UFO disclosure event or process, and that this is happening now because they are effectively out of time. So there's an urgency about all of the nation state governments collaborating on coordinated effort relative to disclosure. Are you aware of any of this, or can you comment on it?
Yes, I am aware of it, and all different agencies have different disclosure programs and how they're going about all of this. The White House, and they probably don't want me telling you this, but I'll tell you anyway, Shadow Down is the code name for their disclosure program, and it's not going quite to the way that they had initially planned it. The reason being is because what the U.S. government did early on in order to deny any knowledge of UFO technology or anything like that, was it was outsourced to all the big corporate entities.
Hold on, Steve. We got a break. We got a hard break. We got to take this.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Exclusive content found nowhere else on the internet. The latest intelligence briefing every 24 hours updated. We have Steve O'Neill's articles. Steve is a nuclear scientist, published nowhere else. And, of course, if you're tired of being tired, my home business is the Energy Cleaner, helping people get past the arthritis pain, helping people get a great night's sleep. The times that are coming, sleep will be a precious, precious commodity. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. You already have an Energy Cleaner? Check out the Micro Plush Throws. I have a complete inventory of both the gray ones and the taupe. That's light brown in stock, ready for immediate shipment at $75 a piece. At thelibertyman.com. We have with us the Tuesday Morning Roundtable, Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist, his website jrnyquist.blog, his books are sold at Amazon, and of course we have Steve Ben Noon, his website is reallynewslive.org. Glenn, let's see, Steve, I think you were commenting when the break came.
Yes, just to kind of sum up, I guess, is that They do know. Gosh, John, I'm actually, my brain's off track because I'm looking at so many things that are coming up. If Glenn can just kind of quickly rerun that question again.
Exactly. Well, the assertion here, Steve, is that whether it's incoming physical debris or objects or galactic cosmic rays or some sort of orbital satellite body on the far side of the sun or whatever, that there is an urgency now, and that because of time constraints, they're out of this, they're saying they're out of time, and they are, that all the nation state governments are collaborating on some sort of UFO disclosure event or process that is going to be implemented very soon, and that and there's an urgency about this.
Yeah, there is, Glenn, and let me, John can attest, and he can't tell you why, but John knows the meetings that I go into, and it is a part of Space Force that we have that is not disclosed to the public. So yes, they begin to do disclosures already as they're doing these meetings before Congress right now, but this is not the real disclosure. The extraterrestrials are the ones that are pushing this disclosure to be done, because they're going to be showing up on our planet, and the dates that I was giving is the year 2026. So they're pushing for that. But what we're doing, or at least what the White House is doing, and their disclosure, they're not even showing people real extraterrestrial imagery. They're showing TRB-3s. They're trying to tell you that, oh, they're doing them in night vision. That's just a reflection of the light, and everything causes the object to look triangular when it's really a round object, which is a total crock of crap. And we all laugh about it when we hear it, the ones that know that this is a crock. We have 20 of the TRB-3s. Three of those are in full-time operation. One of them is organic, which means that we've had two pilots that have actually taken those to other planets where we have bases at. And it's basically, it's like a black goo goes up your hands and arms there, and you literally control the spacecraft by thought. This is reverse engineering type of stuff like that. But the rush, and you mentioned one other thing, Glenn, I think that's very important as well. The nations are collaborating together. On the ground, or the surface of what the public sees, we're at war, we're at conflict, we're all of this and this and that. Behind the scenes, China, the United States, Great Britain, all work together on intergalactic type of mission work and stuff like that. We do get in conflicts even out there, and I'm telling you, this is like part of disclosure, by the way. We do get into conflicts out there with, say, like China, over, for example, they'll want the entire moon around a particular planet. And this is like stuff that is like going to be like, are you really serious? This stuff really goes on? Yes, it does. They've kept all this stuff top secret. God only knows why, for many, many years. I know that back in the 60s is when they began first starting to build the other bases on other planets or moons of other planets. I know that we have them. We're on one moon around Jupiter. We have a base on Mars. We have one on the moon. We have, I think there's one on a moon around Saturn. All the way out close to Pluto, we have another one as well. And people are probably thinking, Steve, you're completely off your rocker right about now. But they're going to start disclosing these things, and I don't know how much of that they're going to disclose. But we've been doing that since the 60s, like I said, and, of course, now technology is, we're probably 100 years ahead of what you see publicly as far as that type of technology that's out there or that we have availability to. And, in fact, recently, I'll just throw this in here and then I'll shut up for a little bit here, but I was contacted by a Marine captain that knew full well all about this, and I wasn't just contacted out of the blue. It was a doctor that's been a very good friend of mine that had him contact me. And he said, the doctor first called me and he said, Steve, he says, you know, I've always heard you talk about these things and you've been trying to get us doctors to realize that the viruses are engineered by extraterrestrials and it's very hard to believe. He said, you know, I was a major in the military, and he said a friend of mine who's a captain in the Marine or retired captain from the Marine Corps contacted me and knew so much of what you've told me that you don't even say publicly. He said that it just floored me. And so we ended up getting connected together, and he was able to confirm a lot of the things that I'm telling you now.
Right.
All right.
Right. And this stuff is all interplanet. It's interdimensional and interplanetary, but not interstellar. We're not going between star systems, and certainly not intergalactic, because the distances are so daunting. So this is a bunch of interplanetary and interdimensional mind games and spirit games that these guys are playing. So, all right.
Yeah, and there is other parts of that that I'm not aware of, because we have another space force that deals with things that I only hear about, but I don't know for sure what they really are capable of doing.
Right, right. All right, well, thank you, Jim.
Okay. Thank you. Glenn, thank you for the call. Our next caller is Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Steve. I have a question. Maria Z was bringing up that in Australia, they're throwing like billions of dollars into their prison camps. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's probably more than likely going to be going on here as well. I was wondering if you had any information on that regard.
I know that as far as the prison camps, they had stopped when Trump came into power. He put a kind of a halt to all of that. Since Biden has taken over the reins there, he's restarted that program back up again. That's about as much as I know about that. I know that Maria Z was also showing the technology from the what she was showing, the graphene and the nanoparticles in there, and they're lighting up from cell phone usage and things like that, or even possibly other types of things. I do know, and when I saw that, I do know for a fact that, yes, 5G will be used to control the people, and it is because of the graphene that's in the vaccine. So although it lights up, you still don't really know, and I don't know because it's not been disclosed to me, how they're going to use that. I just know that 5G will be used to control the people, and it is like an assembly, as she brought out in her video too, that you mentioned there, Elizabeth. So that is correct there, and I know that from not just from her, but also Dr. Eli English as well has brought out some of that, as well as some other doctors too.
Steve, so is this why they had the zombie apocalypse drills? Because these people, because their brains, it's like they're manipulating their thoughts and everything. And the other thing, you know, you brought up about the black goo that they use to fly these biological ships. I'm concerned because that black goo might be the very same thing that Harold was talking about.
It is. It is. Harold Coutsvilla is who you're talking about, and I know Harold very well. And that is exactly what that is, and that's also what's in the vaccine as well. That's what they call graphene. It is the black goo, which black goo is, it is, as the way Harold put it, it's alien, it's, gosh, how did he put it, reptilian. That sounds crazy coming from a scientist, but he is a brilliant scientist. And there was one other word that he used with that, and I forget what it was. But it is—it's a technology that's a living technology, and I know what Harold has said has been confirmed by the nuclear physicists that I work with. So, although it sounds sci-fi, we're about to see sci-fi as a reality.
Steve, those protein clots that Mike Adams has photographed of—it made me think that those are reptilian protein, because he said that it had like a reptilian type appearance.
You know, it's interesting what Mike Adams has brought out. There was when I was in Dr. English's office there, we were going over some of the slides that she had, and in some of those she would comment, and she says, I don't know what it is, but it would almost appear as a reptilian skin. She says, but I say it looks like that, but she said, I don't know. I really don't
know.
Yeah,
that's what Mike was saying in his article, and he's got photographs on there. I'll email it to you, Steve.
Okay. I think John went to get a cup of coffee.
No.
I don't know what happened.
I couldn't hear anything.
I everybody
for a
got lost.
Skype doing what Skype does. Anything else, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I don't want to take up any more time. Steve, I'm hoping that we can connect because there's other stuff.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for the call, Elizabeth.
I'll let you go for now. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Our next caller is James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Good morning. I'm wondering if you guys have ever heard of the Fischer-Tropsch process.
What process?
I didn't quite catch what that was again.
I guess that's a no. Where you use low molecular weight carbon molecules to create a high molecular weight oil products. It was perfected in the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in 1925, but the idea of fossil fuels, I'm quite skeptical about, and oil was never produced by dinosaurs, but
that's true. I do know that part.
Yeah, well, the Fletcher Prouty said that the Rockefellers invented that in order to keep the price of their oil high. But anyway, okay. Thanks for taking my call. I know.
Okay, James. Thank you. Our next caller is Jim in Texas. Good morning, Jim.
I feel some fair porn for you. In 3 weeks, 80 million. Can you hear me?
It's in and out of my end, Jim.
Same here,
Steve,
John.
You can hear him okay? No.
No, I couldn't. He was cutting out.
We'll try it again, Jim. We'll see if we can hear you this time.
Okay.
I think it's a cell phone signal, John, is what it is.
Yeah, you got a bad signal. If you get to, we're going to try to
thank
some
you.
Other. Okay, Jim. Our next caller is Patty in Florida. Good morning, Patty.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. My question for Steve is, this black goo, whatever, the shot that people took that puts this graphene in them, is that can it transfect or transfer to someone who doesn't have that shot?
Not the black goo, no. I do know that, you know, a lot of the doctors have talked about you can get sick from people that have been vaccinated from the shedding of spike proteins.
Right.
That's the only thing that I know that's transferable. But as far as the black goo, I haven't heard anybody talk about that being transferable as of yet. But I wouldn't think so.
Okay. Well, the reason I was thinking of it, I saw that Mike Adams yesterday, John, and he also hosted InfoWars yesterday, with a lot more information from the guy at the morgue who kept his identity hidden. You know, he disguised his voice. But this, what it looked like to me, you know, it looked like a bunch of little worms. It looked like roots. This bio-engineered biostructure is growing. And that's why I was wondering, Steve, I mean, if this thing is growing, can it shed and then start growing in the veins of somebody who didn't get that darn shot?
Gosh, I wish, Patty, I knew the answer to that, but I just don't as of yet.
Yeah, because it does seem to be growing like a root system. Sucking out, I guess, the water enough.
I'll see if I can get some more information on that.
Yeah, creepy stuff, my goodness. Well, that's all for me. Thank you so much, guys. God bless you. Keep up the great work.
Okay. Well, Steve, the COVID clot shot, these are not really blood clots. They're actually a foreign substance. Mike Adams refers to it as an engineered biostructure. Blood clots are typically particles of blood itself that have clumped together. That's not what these are, which is why the traditional medications that break up the blood clots simply aren't working. What, if anything, are you getting information about that, if you're getting it anything at all, Steve?
Well, that's true as well. And, of course, I know that Dr. Brian Artis has really caught a lot of flack, even from his own peers, for coming out and saying that snake venom is in the vaccine. But he's not far off in what he's saying there. And there's other doctors, including Dr. Mikovits, who's also confirmed his information to be accurate. And more doctors are joining in and are recognizing that there's a lot of truth to that. And that also includes now Dale Bigtree. In fact, I was with Dale Bigtree and Brian Artis in Atlanta after the meeting that they had there. Oh, we went.
Hold on, Steve. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. Okay, Patty, you still with us? Okay, Patty's gone. We'll go ahead and do our summary. We'll start with Leon, give us a summary, and then we'll go to Jeff and then wrap it up with Steve. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, sir. I just want to say,
what ship was considered unsinkable on its maiden voyage? You know, it was going to break the world's record across the Atlantic, and they all thought it was the perfect ship. But right now, that ship is at the bottom of the North Atlantic. And so people had biases, thinking that everything is perfect, just like they have bias against America. They're thinking, you know, we are too big to fail. But in actuality, we're just like the Titanic. All the other empires in history, Mongolian, the Greek, the Pharaohs, they're all gone. Assyrian. So for us to think that we're going to last forever, you know, with $20 billion or $20 trillion in debt, so now it's $30 trillion, is just insane. So it's called normalcy bias. So for us to think that is hubris. And so I just want to convey the fact that we need to make changes and we need to prepare now, because we're just going to be like Titanic at the bottom of the ocean, and another empire is going to be here.
Okay.
I convey that.
Thank you. Thank you, Leon. Jeff, your turn for your summary, please.
Well, we're in a period of crisis, and the economic aspect of it is getting worse and worse. So I think the capitalist system, as long as our own government doesn't interfere, is going to be able to cope with it. And I think that if we can deter the Chinese and Russians from using nuclear weapons by adopting the correct posture, they can't win a conventional war, I don't think, ultimately.
All right. Thank you, sir. And Steve, wrap it up with your summary, please, sir.
Yes. You know, the thing is I guess we're just in a world of mess. And unless people really bind together, it's not going to get any better. I think, you know, one thing, John, I'll say that my wife started an article series that's going to be telling a lot of this type of information on our website, and they shut our website down within 1 hour of it being posted, and it's called Beware of Anti-Gentile Hate Speech. But it goes much deeper than just that. And if people did go to IsraeliNewsLive.org, we're going to be going more into those things, that what we're facing, that what we talk about here as well.
All right. Well said, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Look forward to having all three of you back next Tuesday. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Okay, guys. Well, breathtaking. This information is just breathtaking. Well, the time to be prepared is now. You've been putting off some essential things. Get them taken care of. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now while you can. Never, ever. Unsafe today. God bless Crawford County. God bless Missouri. God bless Texas. God bless the United States of America.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.